see we've got different ones out this morning. And so just keep them in prayer. I know some had let me know they were in Indiana, reunion with Brother Paul, Sister Susie, and Brother Gene. And we've got a few more out. And another Sunday that I don't see Brother Corey here. So just remember him in prayer. You know, the devil will sometimes put a stumbling block out there for you the time you make a step to in the right direction. So just pray for him. Amen. And Leah, she was here last Sunday. She's not here this morning. Pray for her. And pray for him. You know, you don't know sometimes what somebody's going through. And it's good to have you this morning, young man. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we turn to the scripture this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord, the different ones that are out this morning, dear God, and Father, you know where they are and what the reason is, Father. And Lord, I pray that you'll be with them, watch over them, Lord, bless them where they are. And Lord, I pray, God, bring them back home safely. Lord, I pray for Brother Corey this morning, dear God, and Sister Leah, Lord, they Father, they have just taken a step toward the right direction toward serving you. I pray you'll encourage them, dear God, and let the angels of God go and encourage them, Lord, Father, beyond any stumbling the devil may have put in their way. Lord, I pray, Father, for this service this morning. You'll guide us through your word, Lord, to give us the message that you've laid on my heart this morning. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I'd like to read from Luke chapter 14, begin at verse 16. And we're going to be taking up from where we left off last Sunday on the invitation. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and shewed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go ye into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. You may be seated. From this parable that Jesus gives, we draw that he's speaking about the invitation of the gospel to come and to eat of the gospel, to partake of the supper. And it's an invitation to come and receive eternal life. And people in this parable are making excuses why they can't come, why they can't attend. And their excuses, if you look at them, it's not anything that could not have been put off. And that's the way it is with people today. They make excuses on why they can't give their life to the Lord, why they can't surrender. And they say they believe the message. Many of them around here say, I believe the message. I believe Brother Branham. I know it's true. But yet they can't come and surrender their lives to the Lord. Brother Branham said when they say something is true and they won't come and be a part of it, he said they're just sympathizing with it. It takes more than to say, I believe it's right. It takes more than to say, oh, I believe what Brother Jerry's preaching. You've got to actually accept it, become part of it, become one with it. But many make excuses why they can't. Well, I don't have a dress to wear. That's why I can't come to church with you. That's an excuse. There's no sign out there on the door that says you'll be rejected and turned away. Yes, you'll hear the word. They know what we believe, and you can say, well, they're respecting what we believe. But they're still turning down their own invitation. The stores still sell dresses. They still sell sewing machines. They still sell material. There's no excuse for why they're putting it off. I mean, maybe you've invited them on Saturday and said, well, I don't have a dress to wear on Sunday. But how about the next Sunday and the Sunday after that, when they've had plenty of time to go get one? But they don't go get one, so that they continue to have the same excuse. I heard a preacher preaching one time on the radio. And he said, you know, drive down the road, and he said, and there'll be a place in the road that needs some repair done on it. And the county or state or whatever will put up a sign and say, rough road or bump ahead. And they never fix it. They just depend on the sign. And that's what a lot of people do with their excuses. Instead of removing whatever it is, fixing it, taking care of it, they leave it like a sign. Well, you're just going to have to accept this. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. God isn't going to accept it. He's not going to accept their excuses. The Lord in this parable did not accept their excuses. He said, they're not going to taste of my supper because I gave them an invitation and they refused to come. There's an invitation that's been given out. For those that are hungry, let them come. Those that thirst, let them come. There's an invitation given out to come and be a part of the rapture and be a part of the marriage supper of the Lamb. But they're rejecting that invitation. Brother Branham says when they reject their day of visitation, it separates them from God. We brought out last Sunday about the teaching that was in the Bible concerning the year of Jubilee. How that every 50 years there was a Jubilee trumpet blown, and any man that was a slave, any man that was an indentured servant could go free when he heard the trumpet of Jubilee. But if he chose, no, I'm not going to go free, I'm just going to stay where I'm at. Then they took him to the temple and they bored a hole in his ear or her ear to where it was a symbol. They were marked, which meant no matter how many times the trumpet blew after that, they spiritually couldn't hear it. Some people waiting for an angel to step out on a cloud and blow a trumpet. Let them know that the Lord's coming. It's a time of the rapture. Well, even if he did, it wouldn't change their position or situation because they're not ready. We'll get into that a little later. Revelations chapter 13, verse 15 through 18. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and caused that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. When a person is given the opportunity for an inheritance of eternal life, and they turn it down, they refuse it, they reject it, the prophet of God said they received the mark of the beast. It's a dangerous thing. They'll receive an invitation and it'll come a time where it'll be their last time to hear it. I'm not God, so I don't know to have the complete understanding about why it seems like God will give an individual, one individual, just one chance and one chance only, or look to us like it was one chance, and then reject it, and that's it. And where there'll be others that God will give chance, opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. But I'm glad that he did with me. I'm glad he kept giving opportunity. Friends, I was one of those ones at one time who said, yeah, I believe it's true. But I was just really sympathizing with it. But then one day God got a hold of my life, and the revelation of it dropped down in. Then it wasn't just words coming out and saying, oh yeah, I've been taught that that's true, so I believe that's true. There was something that came alive in me, and I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt it was true. And it moved me to a place to where there's no man on this earth can ever prove to me that it's not true. I don't care what kind of evidence they got. I don't care what they've got to say. They'll never shake my stand on it. There's only two things, the prophet said. It's the seal of God and the mark of the beast. And if you reject the seal of God, there is only one thing left, is to receive the mark of the beast. Now, the seal of God, what is it? It's the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you've been sealed unto your day of redemption. So that's what the seal is. It's the seal of the Holy Ghost. And friends, let me tell you something. If you, in your life, doubt that you have that, then you need to get before God and say, God, I believe your word. You said it was a gift, that you give it to me. All I got to do is believe it and receive it and get it, because you're not going to leave here without it. You're not going to go on the rapture without the seal of God. Only two things, the seal of God and the mark of the beast. The Bible says all that were not sealed by the seal of God took the mark of the beast. Many of them have already done it. There are already souls that are in prison now. The invitation is still crying out, crying out. Look, friends, many of you maybe don't realize, I've talked to different people who say they believe this message in this town, in this area, who have never stepped foot inside this church, but I've talked to them. So it doesn't matter whether they've ever stepped foot in here or not. They know that it's here. The invitation's being given out, and they know they're welcome. But they make excuse why they can't come. Some of them make excuses. They believe something's wrong with this church. They wouldn't know because they ain't been here. Or some of them wouldn't know me from a barn door. And yet they got an opinion about me. They're rejecting God. One of these days, we're going to see the Lord coming in glory. And the dead in Christ is going to arise. And we which are alive and remain, we're going to be changed in a moment and twinkling of an eye. And then we're going to meet the Lord in the air. And all those that have rejected, it doesn't matter how many tapes they got. It don't matter how many books they got in their home. It doesn't matter that they say, well, I believe Brother Branham was a prophet. But the thing about it is, they're not obeying what he said. They're rejecting what he said. They're going to be left behind. They're going to be left out. Let's read Revelation 14, verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. So this is what's going to happen to them. They're going to be left out when the bride leaves here. And what's going to be their lot? Torment. Fire and brimstone. They're going to be tormented. Why? They're going to drink of the cup of God's wrath. God's wrath. For them rejecting, remember in the scripture I read us a text that the Lord in that parable, he was angry that they rejected his invitation. To reject the day of visitation. The Lord's visiting the church. People will put it off. Some think, well, I got plenty of time. They don't know how much time they got. It's the mercy of God that they live from one day to the next. It's the mercy of God that God lets them continue on and gives them more opportunity. Today is the day of salvation. God has sent a message in this end time, and he vindicated it with the supernatural. And yet people, a lot of them that say they believe this message, they're actually rejecting it because they won't do what it says. Brother Branham never taught stay home. Just all you need to do is have one of my books or one of my tapes and say you believe it and you'll be all right. He never taught such stuff as that. He taught the people to go to church and hear the gospel. And here's the thing, friends. When you come here and you've received the Holy Ghost, why are we still here? Why is there still preaching? Because God is building the revelation inside you. Because God has taken his word and you're being clothed with that word. You're being made ready. You're being prepared. You're growing in the knowledge of the Lord. To prepare you, make you ready for what's to come. They're not, they're rejecting that opportunity for that to happen in their life. The Holy Ghost is being made manifest, but they're refusing to come and to see it being made manifest. But God's letting them see it through the testimony of your lives. And it'll be a testimony against them in the day of judgment. They've seen lives change. They've seen lives made different by the word. And they know you're different. They know you've been changed. They know you're different than what they remember you being before. And it'll be a witness against them in the day of judgment. Because they refused to come and get the oil. They refused the invitation of God to come for salvation. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That's 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that the day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who will now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. The Bible said, Paul, the prophet said that day will not come except there be a falling away first. Before the man of sin would be revealed, he that sitteth in the temple of God, upholding himself all that is above God as God, forgiving sins on earth and so forth. But it couldn't happen until the falling away, until the church began to get away from the spiritual feast. Friends, we have been witnessing over the past few years the falling away. Men, preachers, that a lot of people thought, they got it. A lot of people had confidence in them. And now they're turning their backs on the message and walking away from it. What are they doing? What Brother Adam said, they're beginning to get away from the spiritual feast. And the falling away has to happen before the rapture. The falling away has to happen. Why? To get the make believers separated from the bride, the true elect believers. Right. Because that's the only ones God's coming back after. And you think about all those ones falling away from the message and calling it false. What are they going to think when the bride's taken up and they're left behind? Then what's their theological explanation going to be? Brother Bram says, and the revelation doesn't stay with them. They lose all that they ever thought they had before. It's gone. Brother Bram says, it's in the first seal. He's speaking about this scripture that I just read to you out of 2 Thessalonians. He says, what a statement. After the bride is taken away, then this man of sin will reveal himself. The true bride of Christ has been elected out of every church age. And he says the bride could go home and them never know nothing about it. In other words, the rapture will take place and they won't even realize it's taking place while it's taking place. In other words, you'll be changed and you'll be missing. But they won't realize the time that it's happening. By the time they realize it, it'll all be done and over with. Then it'll be too late to say, well, wait a minute. I changed my mind. No, they've rejected. Think about it, friends. There are some folks that get to hear one time. And hear these folks camped up around the message. Preached, quoted, were anointed and inspired. And now they've turned their back on it. Some of them got lifted up within themselves. Whose spirit do you think that is? They got lifted up within themselves. Well, I tell you what, I've raised the dead too. God works in my life ministry too. They got lifted up like Lucifer. Got to thinking, wait a minute, I am somebody here in the Lord. And friends, the thing that amazes me is some of them that's done that, some ministers have done that, they were very widely known. Some of them sought after to come and preach meetings in different message churches. Different special meetings. But they throwed all that away. What happened? I'll tell you what happened, friends. I don't care how much they preach, how much they were inspired, how much they were anointed. They never got the Holy Ghost. Because if they'd had the Holy Ghost, they could not have been shaken from the truth. But the Bible says all that can be shaken will be shaken. And they have been shaken from the truth. Some little something that somebody said stumbled them, and they looked at it and they began to entertain it until finally they said, you know what? I believe that's right. And I believe that Brother Branham was wrong. And then they go on to say, and why is it that all of them got to try to get on the internet to try to prove it wrong? I don't even care to hear what they've got to say. it wouldn't be no different than somebody to me. Now, this is just me. It wouldn't be no different than somebody to me getting up on the internet and trying to prove the homosexuality and lesbianism was right. I don't want to hear it. I don't care to hear it. Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 10. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. See, this is those that are rejecting it. They're rejecting the invitation. For this cause shall God send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Why? It says God would send them a strong delusion. Why? Because they wanted it, Brother Branham said. They wanted a strong delusion. They wanted a justification in why they were just all right. And you try to talk to them, friends, they believe they're all right. That's why you could have more success talking to them out in the hedges and highways than you can those that have known about this message. Some of them cling on to false beliefs. Well, if my mama loves me, I'll be there. I'm going to tell you what, friends. There's going to be a lot of mamas in heaven whose children don't make it. And there's people around this message, they don't believe that. They believe all their children's going to make it. That's not the truth. It doesn't fit the Bible. Look, friends, I don't like to think that none of mine aren't going to make it. No more than y'all like to think none of yours would make it. But the truth of the matter is, only the elect of God are going to be called up in the rapture. That's the truth. You can't make somebody elect, but they're still given the opportunity. They still hear the invitation. And if they'd come, God save them. It's in the first seal. Brother Adam says, these people, even some of you full gospel people, denying your evangelical teaching to take such a step. What have you done? So blind to that denominational thing, you've rejected the truth. And the truth was set before them and they walked away from it and left it. That's why they're in the sinful condition that they're in. That's why the denominations and churches are anything goes now. And that's why there's people that say they believe this message and live like the devil. Why? Because they've rejected it. The truth was set before them and they walked away from it and left it. And now they've been given over to a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned with it. That's exactly what it is. And the Antichrist takes all. The Bible said that he would deceive all, A-double-L, all upon the face of the earth whose names were not written under those seals from the foundation of the world. Friends, I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad my name was wrote under those seals. You say, how do you know it was? Friends, because of where I stand this morning. I know it because what's in me. I wouldn't be where I'm at this morning if my name wasn't under those seals. I'd be out there with some of the rest of them that fell away. But that's not my lot. My lot is to be a believer. My lot is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. My lot is to go in the rapture. My lot is to inherit the earth. Hallelujah. Look, I thank God. Don't get me wrong. I thank God for what God has given me. I like where I live. But I can guarantee you one thing. I'm not building a double wide in the millennium. Buddy, I want a real house. I don't care nothing about it here in this life, because everything in this life is going to pass away. But the Bible says you're going to have opportunity to build your own house and live in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. This is in the message of indictment. They read the same Bible that any other man can read, but they turn it down. They turn down the Spirit of God. Till the Bible said they'd be given over to a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned by it. You actually believe that you're right. And the Bible says that you would believe it and be damned by the same lie that you believe, that you believe to be the truth. I think of all the lies, the strong delusions that have been given on to people who at one time said they believed this message. Now we got people that believe that, you know, you just need to hear Brother Brown. You just need to play a tape. I'm sorry, that's a strong delusion. Brother Brown didn't end church when he left here. Friends, he come to introduce Jesus Christ to the bride. And you know, it's just like with any prophet down through history. Many of them that lived in his time didn't understand what he was saying. I've known people, we've got some right here in this church, they were in Brother Branham's meetings. But they didn't fully understand what Brother Branham was saying at the time. It wasn't revealed to them until much later after he was gone. Some of them wasn't revealed to until we came in this church.
That's the truth.
Amen.
That is the truth.
It ain't me, it's God. He's still moving. His voice has not been shut up.
Amen.
His voice is not limited. He's still speaking through his fivefold ministry. They actually believe the right. Now, there's going to be some, according to the Bible and according to what Jesus taught, they might even go to church. And they might live good lives. And they might live a pure life They might live a real good moral life and go to a message church, but never get the shill of God. You said Jesus taught that? Yes. The foolish virgin. They were still virgin. They were still pure. They were still holy. They were still morally good. But they never had the oil. What is the oil representation? It's the Holy Ghost. They never received the Holy Ghost. And why didn't they receive it? Was it because God wouldn't give it? No, it's a free gift. They just never moved in to get it. Maybe, you know, if they moved in to get it, they'd have to go to church regularly. They'd have to come to church every time the church doors open. Maybe they don't want to do that. Maybe they don't feel they have to do that. Maybe mama never done that. And so they believe, well, she's all right, maybe I'm all right. But it don't matter how much they attend or don't attend or whatever, if they don't move in and get the Holy Ghost, when the call comes out, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then they're going to realize, wait a minute, I don't have the oil. And they're going to come and say, give me of your oil. You know what the prophet said? He said that the bride will tell him, you got to go pray up yourself. You've got to go get it. What else does that tell me, that parable? It tells me it doesn't matter if mom and daddy's got the Holy Ghost, you ain't getting in on their Holy Ghost. It don't matter whether they got oil or not, they ain't going to be able to share it with you. It don't matter who has got it, the deacon, the pastor, the associate, whoever. They ain't going to be able to share it with you. You're not going to get in because they got it. The foolish virgins missed it because they didn't have the oil. Brother Adam said, what happened? The first watch, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, to the seventh watch. And in the seventh watch, there came forth a sound, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And the ones that were sleeping awakened. From the seventh age, the seventh church age, all the way back, they woke up. Those that were in this church age and living, they were changed and they went in. And the very time they went in, the sleeping virgin come and said, I want to buy some of your oil. Said, we just got enough for ourselves. Go to them that sell it. And while they were trying to receive the oil, the bridegroom came. And what does that tell you? That tells you, friends, that there's going to be a last time that the invitations give to get the oil. And if you don't get it then you're going to be among the foolish virgin. It doesn't matter how you lived. It doesn't matter you give tithe and offering or whatever you've done. It don't matter how good you were to the poor. It doesn't matter how good you were to the missions. It don't matter anything. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters except the fact you don't have the oil. And then at that point, they ain't going to be able to get it. Because when they go to get the Holy Ghost, God's going to come. Jesus is going to come and take those that are ready away. All through the Bible, it teaches about taking those that are ready. The bride hath made herself ready, the Bible says. Sleeping virgins, They're trying to receive their Pentecost, trying to receive the Holy Ghost. And they don't realize it's not going to happen according to the word of God. While they're trying to come back, the bridegroom came and took away the bride, and they were cast into outer darkness for judgment because they rejected their invitation. All people are bidden to come. God in every age has sent out his light, and it's been rejected. In the midst of the first seal. If there was 800, just before this, Brother Branham talks about him saying, let's see, it was back up here. When he said the bride could go home and you'd never know nothing about it, somebody said, Brother Brown, that'd be a mighty small group. And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, whereby 8 souls were saved. Now, he wasn't saying only 8 souls are going to be saved and make it this rapture. What he's talking about, out of all the hundreds of millions of people in the world, when the bride leaves here, compared to the 100 millions of people that exist in this world, the number's going to be a low one. So low that at first they won't be missed. You think about people you know that go about their everyday life, some of them related to you, and they go about their everyday life day in, day out, and never even see you. They wouldn't know whether you were gone or here or whatever. It won't be until something takes place, something happens, maybe then they'll say, well, wait a minute, I need to call so-and-so. Like Los Angeles sinking and going into the ocean. Russia bombing the United States. Wait a minute, I thought there's going to be a rapture first. Brother Branham said there'll be a voice that'll answer back to them and say, there was, but you missed it. If there was 800 went in the rapture tonight, you'd never hear a word about it tomorrow or the next day or other time. They'd be gone and you'd know nothing about it. It'd just be the same thing. What am I trying to say? I'm not trying to scare you, worry you. I want you to be on your toes. Be ready, watching every minute. Quit your nonsense. Just get down to business with God, cause it's later than you think. Do you remember the true bride? Now there is a false bride. We get into that in Revelations. She said, I'm a widow and have no need of nothing. Sitteth upon a scarlet clothed beast, so forth. Now, but the true bride would made up of thousands times thousands of people, but it will be the elect out of every church age. Every time a message went forth, the people believed it and accepted it in all the light it was when they were sealed away until the day of redemption. Don't Jesus speak the same thing when he said the sound come in the seventh watch? That's the last church age. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And then the sleeping virgin will rub her eyes and say, suppose I ought to have some of that oil too, so maybe we'd better have some. And the real true bride standing there will say, we just have enough for ourselves. We just have enough to get in ourselves. We can't give you nothing. If you want some, go pray up. Now notice, this is in the first seal. He'll conquer, almost has his grips right now while he's still Antichrist before he becomes the beast. You talk about cruel punishment. You just wait. Watch them that's left here on the earth. Will have what they'll have to go through with. There'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth for the dragon. Rome spurted water out of his mouth to make war with the remnant of the woman's seed that was left upon the earth after the bride had been selected and took out. Dragon's going to make war on them. And if they won't receive the mark, they'll pay with their life. That's the scripture. It's what it says in Revelations. All that would not worship the beast would be killed. But they ain't just going to be put out of their misery quickly. They're going to be tormented. No wonder Brother Branham said, open me up, fill me full of sulfur, and set me on fire, but don't let me go through that tribulation.
Amen.
I had a minister one time tell me, well, Brother Jerry, he said, you know, I want to hear at the end, well done, my good and faithful servant. He said, but I heard Billy Graham say one time, he said that same thing in an interview. He said, but I don't know if I will. He said, Brother Jerry, I don't know if I'm going to hear that. And he said, but if I don't, then I'll make it through the tribulation. You imagine that? Brother, I don't want to go through that. I've had enough tribulation in this life. Hallelujah. And the dragon made war with the remnant that didn't come in. They were hunted down. The real church would go through it if it was possible, but you see, they're done under the blood by the grace of Christ and is not going to go through it. Have no tribulation period. The next thing for the church is the rapture. But there's going to be those. Friends, those sleeping virgins, they're going to go through the tribulation. All that don't have the Holy Ghost are going to go through the tribulation. You need the Holy Ghost. Look, there's not a one of us here that doesn't have Satan come and try to talk to us from time to time. Try to convince us what's the use of going on. But the thing about it is, if you got the Holy Ghost, you won't entertain them thoughts. You'll be able to cast them thoughts off real easy. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then you'll catch yourself entertaining some of those thoughts. Thinking about them, in other words. Dwelling on the thought a while. And if you keep that up, it'll end up taking you out of here. So you need the Holy Ghost. This isn't a threat. This isn't me trying to come down and be bad to someone. You need the Holy Ghost. If you ain't got it, you need it. Now, Brother Branham taught that children under the age of accountability, they go in. If they're elect, seed of God, they go in the rapture. All children. And Brother Branham said, when they're at an age where it's not the age of accountability, he says, to where they can receive the Holy Ghost, to tell them right from wrong, he says, until then, the Holy Ghost in you is their Holy Ghost. To tell them right and wrong. to teach them, to keep them from the wrong. Get the Holy Ghost. Don't turn down the opportunity that you have. I don't know why that the Lord lays such a message on my heart. But he did. And I'm not done yet. I'll be done for today. Y'all can stand. But I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet for this particular sermon. Amen. Let's bow our heads and word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, to be here. We thank you, God, for the word that you brought. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. And may all those, if there's any here, God, I don't know everyone's life. If there's anyone here, Father, that hasn't been sealed away, I pray, dear God, may they get that sealing today. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll give them the reassurance to know what they've got. Lord Jesus, I pray your blessings on the people today, those that are here. Lord, you've blessed them with the word now. I pray, God, may it continue in their minds and hearts. Lord, just take and be rooted down in the deep. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to the glory of God. Amen.